These are the stories that highlight our region's grit and grace. Ordinary people of Greater Philadelphia becoming difference makers. It's Philly Rising on KYW News Radio.
I'm KYW's Antoinette Lee. Today's story, A Cape for Candy. Ella Stevens and Whimsy Mark Ockerbloom are two teens with a big sense of humor, but they've accomplished something pretty serious, something that could have a positive impact for the many people who are gender non-binary, meaning they don't identify as male or female.
I kind of just thought about, like, what's a problem in the world that I want to look towards solving.
That's Ella, who paired her writing talent with Whimsy's art and experiences.
I didn't know about non-binary identities when I was really little, and I think that probably would have helped me a lot.
Together, Ella and Whimsy, who uses the pronouns they or them, created A Cape for Candy. The book teaches others how to address people who identify as non-binary. In the children's book, Candy is on a journey to find a cape, one that will fit them perfectly. It started out as a class project idea, supported by teachers Edward Glassman and Juliet Fajardo. Ella and Whimsy put in dozens of hours of work. They're planning to have the book published on Amazon by the end of the year.
It's a lot easier to understand and accept that part of yourself because you see other people normalizing it and existing.
They hope the book will promote representation and acceptance for the LGBTQ community.
If you know a difference maker who should be featured on Philly Rising, go to kywnewsradio.com/Philly Rising.